Turn with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 12. Lord's Day 12. Out of a catechism, Lord's Day 12, questions and answer 31 and 32. Please respond to the questions. Why is he called Christ that is anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption. High priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit and defends and preserves us in redemption obtained for us. But why are you called a Christian? All creatures, yes. Amen. One helpful way to know how to describe the gospel to others, and perhaps even important that we understand the gospel ourselves, is with these three important titles, or these three important words: prophet, priest, and king. This is not some kind of arbitrary list of titles that we, as Reformed people, come up with to describe the person and work of Christ, but it's coming out of Scripture on the basis that the three main offices of the Old Testament are as such: the prophet, priest, and king. Through each of those offices, God, through his people, has communicated his promise and his redemption. And so, when it points to Christ, all of those offices point to their fulfillment in Christ. And you notice the exclusive description of each of those titles to Christ, that he is our, not just a prophet, but our chief prophet. Not just a priest, but our only high priest. Not just any king, but our eternal king. Those are exclusively attributed to Christ and Christ alone. Now, why does those three offices help us to understand the gospel? Well, the first one is how Jesus is our chief prophet. What do prophets do? They are mouthpieces of God to reveal the will of God. And so Jesus, by him coming, he is the final word, Hebrews says. He is the final word that reveals the Father and the will of the Father. The words of Christ are not just some kind of collection of wise sayings that, like when you open up a fortune cookie, you can take it or leave it. The words of Christ speak into your life as truth. And so because it has such authority, we must listen to him, and more so we are held accountable to how we respond to his word. That Christ has, as our chief prophet, reveals the will of God. But not only reveals the will of God, he fulfills the will of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He not only speaks about the will of God, he brings us to God because of who he is. He reveals the darkness of our own hearts, our problem that we have with God, why we are barred from God. And it's because of our dark hearts, because of our sin, because of our fallenness. So that is Christ as our chief prophet. Secondly, he is our only high priest. That's why we don't believe in, you know, the leader of the church should be called, or the pastor should be called a priest. Christ is our only high priest that is relevant today. There are no small, priests in the Catholic sense today. We don't believe that. Because we don't need any other intermediary or anyone to intercede for us other than Christ himself. What do priests do? Well, in the Old Testament, the main purpose of priests is to cleanse the people of God from their sin. Through various acts, but the most poignant event of the life of Israel was Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. For once a year, the priest, and only the priest, can enter into the Holy of Holies to cleanse the people of God from their sins by using blood of bulls and goats. Now, all of that is there to teach us about salvation, but it doesn't accomplish salvation in itself. We know that the priest is just a man. He will die. And the signs and symbols that he uses are temporary. The blood of bull of goats are never meant to cover our sins. But it points to the only high priest, Jesus Christ, who comes not to a temple, not to a tabernacle, but to actually God's holy presence to offer not a sacrifice, but offer himself as our sacrifice. So the office of priest teaches us that we need to be cleansed from sin. And only Jesus can do it. Finally, Christ is our eternal King because he conquers sin. He conquers death. He rules and reigns over all nations. All authority has been given to him as the God-man because of his once and for all resurrection. No one can undo what Christ has done, what Christ has finished on the cross. Or as Paul says, there is nothing because of what Christ has gained for us, nothing in this world that can separate us from Christ. Or as the hymn puts it as well, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck us from his hand. Because he is our reigning King. He stands for us. He is with us and he is for us because of our faith in him. And so let's conclude there in our summary of Lord's Day 12.